For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The lava keeps flowing from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, and nothing can stop it. Some 1,500 people have been evacuated around the volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Lava is coming out in Leilani, and it's shooting 50 feet high. So this is real.
National Geographic Environment Editor Brian Howard says there are other dangers besides the lava.
It's critical that people heed the mandatory evacuations, because some of the dangers you can see, like those curtains of lava and the cracks opening up in the streets, but perhaps the most dangerous element is something you can't see, and that's invisible gas that could be lethal.
The volcano has triggered a series of major earthquakes, making the situation even worse. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Some Florida police officers found a unique way to mark the National Day of Prayer. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Hoping to bridge the gap between law enforcement and the community with prayer, officers from about a dozen agencies taking part in an event called Prayer with a Cop. Drivers invited to pull up, roll down their window, receive a prayer, and then be on their way. It follows some recent tragic violence against police officers, including the murders of two sheriff's deputies as they were simply eating lunch at a Chinese restaurant in North Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Iowa Governor Kim Richards has signed into law a ban on abortions after a heartbeat is detected in the fetus.
If death is determined when a heart stops beating, then doesn't a beating heart indicate life?
The new law effectively bans abortions after 6 weeks. Critics say 6 weeks might be before a woman is even aware she is pregnant. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People in the horse racing world have their eyes on Louisville, Kentucky today. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Today is the first Saturday in May, and for many horse racing fans, it's what they consider the Super Bowl of their sport. Today is the Kentucky Derby. Now, last year, more than 158,000 people attended the Derby. That's the seventh highest on record. I had a chance earlier in the week to sit down and chat with Ed DeRosa. He's a horse racing analyst from TwinSpires.com. He explains what it's like to be at Churchill Downs on the day of the Kentucky Derby.
The Derby just has so much unique backers to it, with the hats and the infield party and the mint juleps, and there's a horse race and you can gamble on it, and all of that coalesces into what I think is one of the greatest events in America, really. And the chance to bet on it just adds even more to it. And personally, when they sing My Old Kentucky Home and everyone's singing along, every time's like the first time. It just never gets old.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In Major League Baseball, the second no-hitter of the season happened Friday night in Monterrey, Mexico.
Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. A no-hitter. The 26th no-hitter in Dodger history. The first combined no-hitter. And tonight, four for the price of one.
That's Charlie Steiner on the LA Dodgers radio network. Four pitchers combined to no-hit the San Diego Padres. The final was 4-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.